In the name of God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this week is, of course, the first Sunday in Lent. And this year, we use lectionary year A, where the gospel readings are from Matthew and a few from John. It's the cycle that is prescribed in the Book of Occasional Services for the catechumenate, no matter which year you're actually in. If a community is going to prepare adults for baptism at the Easter Vigil, according to the ancient method, these are the readings that are used. And there's a shape to that process of baptism, beginning with the inquirer and continuing with their enrollment in the active catechumenate, a more intense period of preparation prior, usually takes place during Lent. Their actual enrollment as a candidate for baptism, baptism itself, and then a period of instruction in the 50 days of Eastertide, usually called by the rather exotic name of mystagogy. Now, the enrollment in the catechumenate begins with the question, what do you seek? And the person replies, life in Christ. A cross is made on their forehead, and they're told, receive the sign of Christ on your forehead and in your heart. And by the way, the church has historically taken these stages very, very seriously. A person enrolled as a catechumen was regarded as serious enough about following Christ that should he or she die unexpectedly before baptism, they would be given full Christian burial. Now, this curriculum for study by the catechumens includes gospels about Jesus' temptation in the wilderness that we heard today. Nicodemus coming to Jesus, puzzling over this born from above stuff. The Samaritan woman at the well who thirsts for living water. The man born blind who sees more clearly than the religious authorities. Lazarus, who was raised from the dead even after the point where, as the King James Version has it, he stinketh. And of course, the great and solemn events of Holy Week. This particular Lent, Year A, I invite you to take a closer look at the patterns. Of all the choices of gospel lessons to focus on for those about to commit themselves to Christ, these were selected. I can think of several other gospel lessons that I would have chosen instead, and I bet you can think of some too. Why these? What is it about them that makes them especially well suited as teachings for those about to be baptized? Why would they be especially suitable for folks who've heard enough as inquirers to want to seek baptism? What is it about these? Well, one pattern is that we can discern is that these lessons force dialogue on difficult subjects, and they don't provide particularly easy answers. They display the temptation, which sometimes is what ethicists might call a conflict of goods. Jesus wants to be obedient to God, yet the tempter is telling him, oh, make bread out of stones. Think how many people you could feed with that. So the conflict of goods. Also confusion about the topsy-turvy way that God's world seems to work. Longing for that which satisfies not just for the moment, but forever. And what we might perceive if we could just see clearly, which has nothing to do with how well our eyes are working. I suspect that the church selected these gospels precisely because the catechumens and the rest of us need to know that Christian life, if it's real, isn't a program, a career, a self-improvement plan. It won't make your teeth whiter, your hair prettier, or your bank balance higher. Nor will it exempt you from the difficulties or tragedies of this life. Now, today's gospel is a kind of crisis of Jesus' whole life and death and resurrection. And it's our model. Back at the beginning of Epiphany time, we read that Jesus is affirmed at his baptism as beloved. And today's gospel comes the very next verse, when the Spirit immediately leads him into the wilderness to be tempted. To be tested. There are a lot of echoes here in Matthew's Gospel. 40 years Israel spent in the wilderness. 40 days Moses was with God on the high mountain. Elijah also spent 40 days before his ministry. Jesus is following this pattern of prophets. And the temptation is not a punishment, because it's the obedient who are tested. Testing may be because prophets need to have that bond of obedience with God. Maybe it's like quality assurance testing of mechanical or medical devices to be sure they'll work right when needed. Like hunger can be good if it reminds you of dependence ultimately on God. Using power, if or since you are the Son of God, says the tempter, just like the thief on the other cross at the crucifixion, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. In other words, prove it. If Jesus has this power, why not use it? Why not prove once and for all that you're the Son of God? But Jesus seems to be less concerned with the if question, proving it, than with the how question. How is he the Son of God? What's that going to look like in the rest of his ministry? And one thing that's out? Self-sufficiency. Totally off the table. Jesus is deliberately dependent on God, and on God's terms, not his own terms. He trusts that no matter what, God will provide what's needed. Not what he wants, not what he thinks he needs, but what is actually needed. The tempter offers power. A side note, like it's his to grant. That sounds like selling someone the broken branch. By the end of the temptation, Jesus has defined the how of being Son of God. It's not privilege, it's not power, it's obedience. As we hear in Ephesians, he humbles himself, taking the form of a slave. His whole identity is focused in relationship. Relationship to persons, not things. Who he is as the Son of God is reframed as whose he is. In these Gospels of Lent, would-be Christians are warned that this faith doesn't do away with suffering. But by following Jesus, who is tempted as we are, we can have hope and courage in our obedience to God. For through baptism, we're adopted as children of God, as friends, not servants, co-heirs with Christ. We're beloved of God and invited as participants in the relationship of love that is at the heart of the Holy Trinity. So this Lent, I ask you, what do you seek? Life in Christ?